Mark Moore. I'm the CEO of Manna Nutrition.
That looks good. Mark, let's explain. Manna Nutrition, obviously you've traveled the world. You've spent a lot of time in other countries, and you've had a chance to see things a lot of folks haven't. And that's put you kind of on your mission, hasn't it?
It has. Manna stands for Mother Administered Nutritive Aid, so it spells out the Manna acronym. And our vision is that we can put this product, this peanut paste, in the hands of moms. And that way, you're not bringing these moms into a clinical setting where they have to be checked into a hospital and you have to have all these resources to treat them. But instead, you can have them in an outpatient type scenario where you can give them, in this instance, it's normally 3 packets a day, 7 days a week. They go home with 21 packets in a bag. They come back in a week for a well baby check to see how the child is doing and get another round. And that goes on for about 6 weeks. So the revolution in the way you treat these kids is that you don't have to have these giant feeding centers that are inpatient type centers. You have a way to get this in the mom's hands, and it goes into her tool belt, and she will ensure that these kids get the nutrition they need.
Now, are we just talking certain countries, or is this kind of a worldwide project for you?
Well, in developing countries, for instance, in Guatemala, there are places in regions of Guatemala where 80% of the kids are malnourished. And some of them are not severely malnourished, so there are whole grades of malnutrition, from severe to moderate and chronic malnutrition. But in Guatemala, for example, you could go and visit there and see kids smiling and happy and running and playing soccer, but those same kids are still malnourished. They're not going to reach their full height. Their brains are not going to grow to their full size. They're going to marry younger. They're going to live shorter lives. They're going to make less over their lives. But they don't look like they're dying. They don't look sick. They're smiling and they look happy. For those kids, this is a supplemental type intervention to where we get them this one time a day, fortified food before they're six, and then they're set to go. So they're taller, they're healthier, their teeth are better. There's a whole range of improvements throughout their life that come just from that. And then there's the range that we see on TV, where the kids who look so severely malnourished, you can tell just by looking at them. And those are the ones who need the therapeutic intervention. So in that range, at a place like Guatemala, and then you move out of South America, and you move in Central America, and you move to Africa, huge swaths in different countries, depending on the agricultural situation in that country, the economic situation, the government situation, malnutrition rates go up and down. So there's plenty of need and plenty of opportunities for us to intervene and to get these kids the nutrition they need.
You were here speaking at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference. So what is it you're wanting peanut growers to know about your mission and what it is you're doing?
You know, the main thing I want to tell them is when we hear big stories about famines and people dying and starving to death, most of us just think, you know, it's out of my hands. And I want to say it's in your hands. It really literally is in your hands, because you are the ones who grow these peanuts. And the great thing about this Manna product is you can grab it, you can squeeze it around, you can feel it. I always say that you need it, K-N-E-A-D, and they need it, you know. And it's that need, the ability for us to go ahead and squeeze that, is a very tangible thing for us to hold. Most nonprofits would say, hey, I'm changing attitudes, or we're going to change the way people behave. And those are tough things to do. But this one says, hey, we actually make a product. We're going to put it in their hands. And, of course, we've got to change a lot more about the system that got people to this case. But when the earthquake happened in Haiti last year, so many good people went in. And the first people who went in were pulling rocks off people. They had dog teams. They had firefighting units from different counties across the country. And because if you're under those rocks, you're hoping that there aren't people on top of the rocks having a strategic meeting about better building codes, you know. Though that meeting about better building codes is certainly a big need. But it's not the urgent, immediate need. Or if you're working in an emergency room and a guy comes in, he has an axe in his head, you do some triage and you realize that the person with sniffles is sick and needs some help, but they might be able to wait while the guy with the axe in his head is treated. With severe acute malnutrition, this is the rocks on children. We got to get them off. We got to act now. We got to get involved. But then there are many other ways through that supplemental part that we address the other part, the 80% in many countries that are malnourished, who aren't going to die, but who need us to think about their nutrition. And the great thing is we have it in this peanut butter form. So it's simple, it's easy to use, and it's something that we can do something about.
I guess in closing, you're kind of taking your message around parts of the country, though. here in the U.S. too with your Manabego.
Manabego, yes. We bought it on eBay. So we're not a big budget place. And we had, I actually was feeding my cat one day, and on the cover of the Nine Lives cat food, it said the Million Cat Rescue. And so I went to the website and I saw that Del Monte Foods had sponsored this Million Cat Rescue. They had this really cool, giant, RV type thing that went out all over the world, all over the United States, went to parking lots and places and saved, at the end of 2 years, saved a million cats. And I thought, if they can save a million cats, I bet I can inspire people to save a million kids. Now, as we looked into that, of course, the budgets for something big like that are hundreds of thousands of dollars. And so we said, let's buy this 72 Winnebago on eBay. It's $5,000. We've retrofitted it with a very 70s-looking shag carpet. And it's going out now to college campuses, to churches, to events. I was just invited to an event on the 17th at the University of Georgia. So to get that and to have young people see it, experience it, and then to see along with it is a therapeutic feeding center. When you go to Africa, the last mile, we make this product here in Georgia. And then it goes out, it gets on a boat, it goes to Africa. But that very last mile, the last hand who hands it to a kid is generally at a therapeutic feeding center and hands it to a mom. And so we have a model of one of those. It's just a simple tent. It shows you how kids are measured, evaluated, and diagnosed with this severe acute malnutrition disease that they have.
Mark, if somebody would like to learn more about your mission and what's going on, what can they do?
Two things. One, they can go to mananutrition.org or just Google MANA, M-A-N-A. And the other thing is, that's probably the easiest place to start if they're listening to this radio program, to jump on our website. And there are lots of points of action they can get engaged with, all the way from a simple donation or to inviting us to be a part of their community, a part of their project to come. We'd like to just get the word out. I think that when people are informed and have a chance to sit and squeeze this product in their hands, I've seen it over and over again. People are inspired, and they say, I want to do something. I want to get involved. So that's what I ask people to do, is just visit our website. It's mananutrition.org.
Perfect.